Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the program. Happy Saturday. This is Gary Zimak back here with you again as we continue our walk through preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. Trying something different today. I've mentioned that I've been having some audio problems. We are going to go with a 15-minute show today. Here's what happened. I recorded the program, got ready to load it up, and I had more issues. So I said, you know what, let me just try doing the program by phone. Let me know if this works out. We're going to get through this one way or another. Today is day 21 of our 33-day preparation. And again, we've got 33 days until we make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. You're doing fantastic, and I really appreciate all the great comments. I want to mention an email I got from Michelle. Michelle was very supportive, and Michelle, thank you so much for your kind words. Essentially, what Michelle said is, don't stop doing the pep talks, because I mentioned that I got some, I got at least one request saying stick to the script, focus more on the books. Michelle said, I need the pep talks, thank you. And she also said, don't apologize for not being able to answer emails because you're traveling, you have a family. And Michelle, that was really nice of you, and I really appreciate the kind words. Here's the deal, and I want to be very honest with all of you. I care about each and every soul that I touch. Through this show, through my writings, through TV, whatever I do, I want to help you get to heaven. So therefore, I try to accommodate the needs of everyone, and everybody's at different places. Everybody likes different things, and I really understand that. I try to do the best I can. Sometimes I can't make accommodations, but sometimes I can. I'm not in this for any other reason than to help you get to heaven. That's why I do what I do. Now, with that in mind, I want to deviate from the script a little bit today. We've got 15 minutes to get through this show, and I want to talk from the heart for a few minutes because I think it's really important. There are times when you go through these books for total consecration preparation that the readings can be a little dry, they can be a little out of touch, and they can be a little boring. That happens. I'm using, I think, five or six different books this year. Some of them have better meditations than others, and I think they all have their advantages and their disadvantages. So I feel the Holy Spirit moving me, and I've learned to listen to the Holy Spirit. I don't fight him anymore. To really talk from the heart and let you know what this is all about. This total consecration is a way to help you to become a saint. That's what we're trying to do here. And specifically in this week devoted to Mary, the week we started yesterday, we're trying to look at the life of the Blessed Mother and desire to have what she has, to understand, hey, she can really help me because I am a sinner, because I have fallen, because I need the help. You and I, we need the help. And that's the point of doing this total consecration. That's why we're doing this. I understand you have problems. I understand you have real life issues. I really do. I get that. And I think so many times you can read these books and the book just doesn't seem to do it for you. And that's why I wanted to get away from the books this year. And I'm still using them, but I'm using what I call the best of the best. I felt Holy Spirit was asking me to do that. And again, I had no idea if this was going to work or not. But this year, every year I see as we go through the process, I lose people because people become busy or they become disillusioned about the total consecration, a number of different reasons. This year we've lost virtually no one. And I'll tell you what, I think this is a good plan. I think the Holy Spirit led me down the right path. But in order for this to be effective, I have to speak as a regular guy, somebody who struggles as do you. I make no secret of the fact that I have always been I've always had a tendency to be anxious. So I get what it means to be anxious. I've had panic attacks. I've doubted that I could get to heaven. I mean, no matter what you're facing, I think I've faced it. So I understand. I want this to be real for you. And I want to remind you, we are trying to get to know Mary this week. That's what we're doing. Because the more we know her, the more we're going to want to be like her, right? And the more we'll want to turn to her and ask for her assistance. So that's what we're trying to do. Sometimes that gets lost in the meditations. You know, you've probably had ones that we've done that didn't hit you at all. Well, I want to hit you today. I want to, not physically, of course. I want to move you today. I want to help you to realize that this is real. This is real life. Jesus Christ wants to be your close friend. So many of us struggle with that concept because we can't see him. We can't see his flesh. So we struggle. But this is the way that I am able to be peaceful each day. It's by getting to know Christ. Me and Jesus, we walk together every day. And I assure you, I'm a real-life person. I'm not somebody who hasn't struggled, and I still have that tendency. So today, we're going to really get away from the script and start to look at the Blessed Mother, because she's a real person, and she wants to help you. Now, one more thing. I want to thank you for, I mentioned Michelle's email, for the emails and for the donations. When I come to you and I ask you for financial support, I really need it, and I don't like doing it. I can't stand doing it. But the only way I can survive in full-time ministry is through your help. Many people think that you've written books, you're on TV and radio, you make a lot of money. Well, that's not the case at all. All Catholic speakers struggle. All Catholic authors struggle. We don't make very much. But so the point is, if I want to do this show and my ministry to continue, I have to turn to you and ask for your help. So I thank you for helping me out. And if you haven't made a contribution, if you would kindly consider. Now, I don't want you to go into and to put yourself at any financial risk. God doesn't want that either. But if you have extra money and you're able to help me out to go forth with my full-time ministry, please consider going to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and make a secure donation, totally secure, through PayPal. You can either become a monthly sponsor, and I really could use some new monthly sponsors, or you can make a one-time donation. So if you would kindly help me by doing that, followingthetruth.com, because I want to continue to do this. I want to not only help you, but help other people. I've done this consecration for 5 years. This is the sixth year I'm doing it now. And thousands of people have grown closer to our Lord through the help of the Blessed Mother, through consecration. So if you'd like to help me out, please go to followingthetruth.com, click on donate, and you can do it that way. Also, remember the Amazon and the Mystic Monk links on my website. Every time you do that, use one of those, you help me out financially. All right, so thank you for listening. And again, if you're just tuning in, I'm doing the show over the phone today to try to see if that makes somewhat of an improvement on the audio. This software that I'm using to do the podcasting, it's starting to drive me crazy, and I'm sick of the glitches, and I want to get through this, and I want to help you through it. I don't want this to be a distraction. Before we do the opening prayer, let me give the email address out, Gary@followingthetruth.com, Gary@followingthetruth.com, in case you need anything. Let's begin with our opening prayer to the Holy Spirit. Before we do it, keep in mind, don't get too hung up over the words. What we're doing here is we're asking the Holy Spirit to help us, to lead us through this preparation, to be with us and to guide us. We want him to help us. He can do that. So that's what we ask for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, so one more announcement before I get right to the material. I'm giving you a simple message today. This is not a complicated message, but it's something powerful, and I want you to think about it. So before I say that, I just want to let you know, you're going to get a little inside information here. If you like what I do, if you want me to continue to, if you like to continue to hang out with me, and help you to start your day. How's that? Help you start your day and keep focused on the Lord. You may have seen this on Facebook and social media. I haven't publicized the details yet, but you're going to get some inside info. Beginning on October the 10th, I'm going to be starting and hosting, creating a new morning show. It's going to air from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern time, and it's going to be streaming around the country. It will be broadcast from Philadelphia. The program title has changed a couple times. I don't have control over that, but I'm excited because Philadelphia is the ninth largest radio market in the U.S. It's going to be a morning show filled with scripture, a little bit of music, some talk directly to those of us who tend to be anxious, because you know that's my specialty. This is going to be my show. It's going to be if you know me, if you like my style, give it a chance. I think you're going to really like it. That's coming on October the 2nd, or the 10th. I keep saying the 2nd. I don't know why. More details to follow, but this show is going to be a way to help you get inspired at the beginning of the day, because I think so many of us struggle with that and need it. Okay? Little inside information for you. I got about 4 minutes left. That's all I need for this meditation today. Somebody told me, Gary, you need to mention your book, Listen to Your Blessed Mother, Mary's Words in Scripture. And you know me, I don't like to self-promote, but I did write a book about the Blessed Mother. And you can get it from my website. There's a link to Amazon from followingtruth.com. I wrote the book because I didn't know the Blessed Mother, and I wanted to get to know her better. For the next several days, I'm not sure how many, I want to look at some of Mary's words in Scripture. I'm not going to read my own words. I just want to focus on the quotes and give you some thoughts, because you'll understand that Mary was a real person. Mary had real life problems, obviously, and Mary got through them because she had great faith in the Lord. The very first time she spoke in sacred Scripture is in Luke 1:34. And she said this, how can this be since I have no relations with a man? We all know the story. The angel Gabriel came to her and said, Mary, you have been chosen to have a child. God has found favor with you. You're going to have a child. Mary said to him, how can this be since I have no relations with a man, since I have no husband? There are different translations. Here's what the deal is with that. According to St. Augustine, St. Gregory of Nyssa, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, St. John Paul II, and many others, Mary had taken a vow of virginity. Mary thought that she could best serve God by remaining a virgin, even though she was due to get married. Yes, it's unusual, but not unheard of. Unusual, but not unheard of. This is a reminder to you that Mary didn't know everything. She was human. She never committed a sin. She was conceived without original sin, but she was human. So she was confused. The angel gave her the message. Mary said, how can this be? She's not doubting. Look at it in context, because the angel would go on to explain to her just how it could be. Unlike Zechariah, who asked a question prior to this, a few verses beforehand, the angel didn't say, Mary, you didn't believe. He said, well, you asked a question. Let me give you the answer. Here's how it will happen. The point I want you to understand when you look at Mary's words is that Mary was confused. She was trying to figure out what God wanted her to do. What did she do? She asked a question. She got an answer. But she also had to trust. And here's what I want you to get from this. Look at the Blessed Mother. She is human just like you. She has confusion in her life. You have confusion in your life. She has the way to help you. She wants to help you. And again, we'll talk about this over the next several days. Mary wants to help you. But for right now, focus on the fact that she asked a question to the angel, and she got an answer. If you have questions in your life, you're going to need to ask questions. If you have questions about what God wants you to do, ask them. He may answer you. He may just say to you, you got to trust me. Learn from Mary. She's a great example. So focus on the fact that, again, never committed a sin, conceived without original sin, but human like you and me. She had questions. Feel comfortable with her because she can help you. She knows what it's like to deal with the unknown, which is something we all struggle with, right? So if you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. I told you this would be simple today, but I want it because I want you to remember. I don't want you to lose your focus. Let's briefly close with our ending prayer. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit for the glory of God the Father. Amen. All right, we did it. We got it done on the phone. We're just about ready to close out the program. I hope to see you back here tomorrow. I want you to have a wonderful day. Remember, any questions? Yeah.